Chai FM, your station of choice since 2008.
Well, welcome back to the DL Link show. Thanks to Gabby and to Terry. So tomorrow it's happening. You know, it's the 3rd of April. Tomorrow is the Jerusalem Marathon. We've been talking about it for a long, long time. And 50 DL Link runners are going to be taking on the heels of Jerusalem. And they are going to be bringing hope and strength to the cancer warriors that they honor. So for everyone at the DL Link, it's way much more than a race, because it really is a chance to achieve something great. Through commitment and endurance, the participants have trained to get to the finish line, and they get to do it with the name of a warrior in their hearts and on their shirts. So it brings a lot of inspiration to DL Link families, and very importantly, it raises much needed funds, because the DL Link cannot do what they do unless they have the funds. So this really is just an appeal to you listening now. If you would like to make a donation, if you would like to go to the DL Link website and just go to donate and just choose if you want to just donate, or if you want to look at the event and see a runner and donate for them, that would be absolutely amazing. dllink.co.za. So our next guest has run the marathon twice, and imagine running a marathon with your child, how phenomenal and amazing and special that must be. Janice Liebowitz, a DL Link volunteer, welcome, and thank you so much for joining us today, Janice.
Thanks so much, Nikki.
Janice, I can't hear you.
Is this better? That better?
Yes, I think maybe Craig's going to put a little bit of volume. There we go. I think I can hear you. Hi, Janice. Welcome, welcome. So is your daughter Eden running this year?
Yes, she is.
And you're here?
Are you here.
Suffering from FOMO big time?
Yeah, I am. I didn't think I would be. But it's reached the point where I am FOMOing quite a bit.
But the lovely thing is, you know what it's all about. So you get to, isn't memory wonderful? I mean, can't we just relive experiences and people and events because we have memories? And I think that's the thing about the Jerusalem Marathon. Not only are you doing something extraordinary, but you're creating extraordinary memories and moments. So, Janice, twice you've run it with your daughter. Explain, how does a mother, because I'm asking, because I cannot imagine running with my sons. I can't imagine my sons wanting to run a race with me. How did you do it?
Okay, so to be very honest, the first year that I did it.
Bribery and corruption.
No. So the first year, Eden did 10Ks. I walked the 5Ks. Second year, Let's be very clear about this. I do not run. If you ever see me running, then you should also run, because something must be terribly wrong. I'm not a runner. I don't run. And so the second year we did it, I said, okay, fine, I'll also do the 10K. I don't know what I was thinking. And look, as Gabby said earlier, the Jerusalem Marathon is the most incredible experience. There's nothing like it. Running in the streets of Jerusalem is so, so special. There really is. There's an amazing atmosphere. There's just a special, special spirit there. And so let's be very clear. We did not run together, because my daughter is an athlete. She runs. She's a little pocket rocket, and I am far from that. So she did her thing, I did my thing. We were just there together. We didn't run together, but we did experience it together. So I think that was the main thing, that we took it upon ourselves to do something together. We were there together, and it was an undertaking that we did. It was a combined effort.
Made you do it? What was your connection to the DL Link?
I think, you know, unfortunately, we've lost a lot of people to cancer. We've been through the journey with people. My mother has a long-term form of leukemia. And, you know, we've just unfortunately always had to go through this journey with so many people. So we've just always had a connection with DL Link, and we think that the work that they do is incredible. It's such a unique organization. I don't think there's an organization like this anywhere else that undertakes to accompany families and warriors on this journey, and in such a unique way. And I think that that what they are building now, the center that they are building, is going to be something so amazing. There's nothing like it anywhere else in the world. What this vision that they have is, it's incredible.
So Janice, just to pause for a moment before going back to the Jerusalem Marathon, because you're talking about how incredible and that there's nothing like it. And, you know, the people who tune in and they hear that the DL Link, they're great and they support and they'll give you a meal. Now we're hearing from you. You've had a lot of experience with the DL Link. You volunteer for them. For people who don't know it, and it's often difficult to explain it, what do you mean? It's something special. What do you mean they offer something that's just not out there?
You know, I mean, I don't know of any other organization that is going to take a freezer or a chiller to a warrior who's undergoing chemo. That's incredibly special. That someone who you've never met before is going to walk into the room when you are sitting there with that drip in your arm and bring you a freezer. That's amazing. And someone, when your family is going through this, when someone is going to turn up, someone who you've never met, who you've never seen before, is going to turn up and say, I'm going to take your kids this afternoon and we're going to go to the park and play. Or here, I've got
some
games.
And you don't have to worry.
I brought some games for your kids to occupy them. I'm going to sit and play with your kids. Or I'm going to do their homework with them. Something like that. You know, and it's people that you don't know, you've never met them, but these are people who have some warmth in their heart. They've taken it upon themselves to do something for others.
Yeah. And as Gabby said, and I really want to stress that kind of connection is so healing. It's very important for human beings to have that connection. There's some people who are diagnosed to have very little. We have a warrior who we hear her clips. I mean, most of her family are overseas, but she'll talk about, well, actually her family's here, the DL Link are her family. So it's pretty amazing, pretty amazing. I appreciate, Janice, you explaining that because it's you know, as I said, it's always good to get it from someone's point of view where you get to witness it and be a part of it. So listen, you did something pretty extraordinary because obviously with Eden running, there's fundraising and she wants to raise her funds, but you went on to Joburg Jewish Mommies. Tell us about that and the amazing results you got out of it.
Yeah, I'm still not quite sure what happened. So I decided one day, last week, so Eden is running in memory of two very close friends of ours who we lost. Sorry, I still get emotional.
Take a deep breath, Janice. You're thinking about people you love and you've lost, yeah.
And I put the story on Joburg Jewish Mommies and just explained who she was running for. It's in memory of our friends Mandy and Michael Bloch, who passed away within a year of each other. And it was with a message from their elder daughter. Their daughter Tamara had written a message from herself and her two sisters, Leora and Shira, explaining what Eden meant to their family and to her late parents. And Eden was like a fourth daughter and another sister to them. And our families were extremely close. We were like extended family. And I put this message and the message from Tamara Bloch on Joburg Jewish Mommies. And, you know, just to make people aware of the marathon and of DL Link's fundraising. And I put it out there and, you know, got a few likes and some messages and, you know, people knew that Eden was running and I got responses to say, well done and this is amazing. And I checked the fundraising link and it was pretty much where she had been. Anyhow, 20 minutes later, Eden said to me, oh my gosh, I reached my fundraising target. I said, no, I just checked and you were still way off. Yeah. And she said, no, I've reached my target. Who are Osiris Trading? I said, no, I don't know. I've never heard of them. Why? And she said, they donated 10,000 rand to me, to the DL Link. And I said, well, I have no idea who that is. She said, no, I think maybe it was a glitch in the system. Turns out it was not a glitch in the system. I still don't know who Osiris Trading is or are. I would love to meet whoever donated this amount. I'd love to know who represented them and who donated the money. But what happened was, I think that they had been looking to put some sponsorship into DL Link, and they wanted to get involved with the marathon and with DL Link's sponsorship. And whoever was in charge of who was running their charities and their sponsorships had happened to see this message, and it was a matter of timing. And she decided that they were going to sponsor Eden. Oh, it was. Gabby says it was from Hashem, and just decided.
Terry said, you know, with the DL Link, that's how it happens. And I won't be surprised. I know Gabby's listening. I won't be surprised if you then find the person, and then there's a link, and that's how it works. But the point is, the response was 10,000.
Yeah, and
rand.
We thought maybe they dropped 10,000 rand in maybe all the runners' accounts, but it happened to be just Eden. And we thought, you know, maybe they had sponsored a whole bunch of people, but they had decided that the story just resonated with them, and that Eden was going to be the runner that they backed. And
amazing.
We are just so, so appreciative of this. And it's just amazing. I have no words. And we would love to meet these people. And just thank you from the bottom of our hearts. And, I mean, yes, they donated 10,000 rand. It's amazing. But really, no amount is too small. And for everyone who, you know, that friezo, that coffee, I always say, give up one friezo or one coffee and donate that amount. Really, it means so, so much. And it all adds up. And I know that, you know, Eden works at Yeshiva College. She adores her girls. She works at Yeshiva Girls High School. She loves her girls. Her girls love her. And girls, you know how Eden loves her coffee. And give up that one coffee or freezer and donate that amount, and she would just love your support. She, you know, she misses you. I know she left you for a week, but she misses you, and you know, everything she does, she just, Eden does things with heart, and you know, nothing is ever for her to be in the spotlight. That's the way she is. So,
She sounds absolutely amazing, Janice, and you can be so proud. And just thank you for coming onto the show, and thank you for sharing the story, because we get to hear, first of all, what an extraordinary community there is out there, such generous people. But you know, your connection, as you said, two dear friends, and, you know, we can hear how your heart is aching so. And that your daughter's running with their names on their backs. And then there's someone who is donating in their name. And wow, that's powerful.
Thanks.
Very, very powerful.
Thanks.
So thanks, Janice. Thank you for your time. And thank you so much for coming onto the show.
Thanks, Nikki.
Take care. Thank you. Bye-bye.
Bye.